Last September, the White House launched the It's On Us public awareness campaign aimed at preventing sexual assault on campuses nationwide. During a press conference at the White House, President Obama said 1 in 5 women are sexually assaulted during their college years, yet only 12% of attacks are reported. He said men who are assaulted are even less likely to speak out.
This is not your fight alone. This is on all of us, every one of us, to fight campus sexual assault. You are not alone, and we have your back, and we are going to organize campus by campus, city by city, state by state. This entire country is going to make sure that we understand what this is about and that we're going to put a stop to it.
A technology called Circle of Six won a 2011 White House and Health and Human Services Apps Against Abuse Challenge. It works like this. You pick 6 people you trust from your contact list to form your circle, and with 2 taps, one to activate the app and another to send a message, an alert is sent to everyone in your circle.
The app is embedded with pre-programmed messages, easy user functionality, and the messages are, come and get me, I need help, and send your GPS location to your circle, call and interrupt me. I need to get out of this situation. I need to talk is another one.
Nancy Schwartzman is the company's CEO. The app also has hotlines for relationship abuse, sexual assault, and mental health.
The app's user interface is very simple and social looking. So nothing about it when you pull it out looks like danger, alert, or anything like that.
The app was piloted last year at Williams College, which has about 2,100 students. A unique version tailored for the school was downloaded more than 2,700 times in its first year, according to Williams. University versions contain campus safety and other local resources featuring the school's logo and colors.
Schools can hinge all of their programming. They can use Circle of Six to talk about sexual assault and intimate partner violence and accountability and community in a really non-threatening way. They can do programs around it and then remind everyone to download it. They can train all of their resident advisors to know how to use Circle of Six and make them all have their entire floor download it when they arrive. They can check up in a month or two. Hey, guys, are you still using Circle of Six? Have you updated your circle? Do you need me to be in it?
Last year, a former Williams student who says she was sexually assaulted by a member of the men's hockey team in 2012 accused the school's leaders of mishandling her case. Media outlets covered the incident after the woman and her family complained that the alleged attacker was suspended but not expelled. Data from Circle of Six shows the app was opened an average of 134 times a day in the Williams community. In a survey addressing the same bystander behaviors encouraged by the app, 52% of 1,300 respondents at Williams said they interrupted a conversation when one person appeared to be making another feel unsafe or uncomfortable.
So already using the app and their education, it's breaking taboos. So we have incredible users, and really what it's showing is a behavior change that, okay, we're going to talk about this, and this is a collective solution because this is a community problem.
The app is also active at UCLA along with Hobart and William Smith Colleges. Schwartzman says it will launch at University of Houston and an 80,000-student high school system in Virginia in October. Overall, there are more than 300,000 users, mostly in the U.S., but spanning 36 countries. She says the Air Force Academy recommends it for its cadets. There are 80,000 users of a Hindi version in New Delhi, India, which was launched after the 2012 gang rape and murder of a young woman that made international news. Schwartzman says the app is designed as a prevention tool.
We want the app to be in use sort of right at the beginning of a situation. So it's late tonight and I'm leaving a party and I don't see my friends, or I've been studying late at the library. I don't want someone have to make a choice that's not ideal, like, do I cross campus at 3 o'clock in the morning by myself? Do I stay at this party and hope someone will walk me home?
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.